So this is a story about how I had a hand in raping you when you were younger. You were just 6 years old, Mark. 6 year old boy. And I at first wasn't involved. I was just a bystander, relaxing on a warm day at near the water on a bench, smoking a cigarette. It doesn't matter what I was doing there. What matters is what I saw. I was watching you. I was watching you for a while, actually. You're very cute, very sexy little boy, which is why my eye was on you. And I saw you playing. I could even hear your family tell you, don't go over there near the sand dunes. Don't go past that point because it might be a little dangerous. I was hoping you would go past that point. I thought maybe I'd take a walk and talk to you myself, get up close. But I did watch you start wandering off to that point where you're not supposed to go, all alone. I bet you were just so curious. You know, it's the age-old thing where don't press the red button, and everyone wants to press the red button. You just had to go where danger was. And then I got very, very surprised to see a man. I guess I was so in tune to watching you, almost like I was stalking you, like a predator stalks its prey. I had my blinders on. I didn't see that young man. It's a bit younger than me, maybe 20 years old, sitting beside his motorcycle, all dressed in leather. And he was also smoking a cigarette, and I saw him call you over. And I thought, interesting. What does this man want to do with the cute little boy that I was watching? And to my surprise, you went over there like the dumb little boy you were, trusting, clueless, and you were only six. But that man, do you remember how he immediately grabbed you? How he immediately put his hands on your body, pulled you back away from view from everyone else, so he could start molesting you? And I thought to myself, how lucky did I get, me being a secret pedophile, get my own live show, my own child porn in a way? Because don't get it wrong, my darling, while I do love to molest little boys like you, I also enjoy watching men rape little boys like you. So it was almost like you was there and you were there for me. I watched his hands grope you. I watched the fear cover your face, the confusion. I even saw the man lean down and kiss you. That had to be your first kiss. The first kiss of your whole entire life being with a man. Did you like the taste of the cigarettes on his mouth? Stale cigarettes covering his tongue and mouth. Did he have bad breath, Mark? Do you remember how it felt when he forced his tongue inside of your six-year-old mouth? I wonder what he smelled like, too. I bet you could still smell the leather that was wafting off of him. The smell of sweat, because it was a hot day. He's a motorcycle driver. So you've got a mixture of pedophilia, cigarettes and leather and sweat. And I thought that this was all this man would do, perhaps. Just fondle some little boy, maybe some child molester, which would have pleased me, but he took it further. I watched this man, this stranger, this adult, pull your little shorts down. It's like he was reading my mind because I was picturing you naked the whole time. And he pulled your pants and underwear completely down and started sucking you. His hands were groping your adorable little ass. He was sucking on your little child cock mark, and it was the hottest thing. Your trauma, your fear made me wet. Definitely made that man hard. I know you can remember that. And you just took it. You let that man suck your little cock. And you didn't try to do anything. You just sat there like the good, dumb boy you are, letting a pedophile rape your child cock with his mouth. Let that man take his dirty hands and feel all over your body, grabbing your tiny little balls. Did you like getting your little cock sucked by a man? I bet some of it felt good. I bet it was confusing for a little boy your age. Confusing why it felt good, why some man was kissing your pee-pee, why his hands were all over you. But I bet you did like it. If you didn't like it, I kind of like that too, Mark. I like that you like it, but I also want you to hate it, because that's that pretty much defines a predator, a pedophile sex offender. We like it when children are scared. We like that there's always an element of rape, an element of non-consent, an element of pure innocence. Tainted by some pedophile's sick urges. And it just happened to be you. And so eventually I'm, enjoying watching you get molested and sucked by some man. I was ready to see you raped. And luckily, that man took out his cock, didn't he? Unzipped his leather pants, took out his stinky, hard cock, and put his hands on it and started jerking, showing you how to jerk him off with your small little boy hands. Do you remember how it felt in your hands, Mark? Big it looked compared to your little peepee. Did you follow along like a good little boy and jerk off that man like you were supposed to do? And I bet it felt really scary, really confusing, whenever that man forced his cock in your mouth. You didn't want to taste it, did you? You didn't want that big thing in your mouth. But you were, or he was, more powerful. He could force you into doing something. That's another thing about pedophiles like me and him. We like to force things inside little kids. And you had that cock forced and shoved inside your little mouth. You were used, a little six-year-old used to masturbate with. And then you take me. I couldn't stand it anymore. I thought, this man gets all of you. What about me? I want to be involved. I want to get my hands on that little boy. I want to help a man rape you. And that's when I came over. Also, dressed in leather, smoking a cigarette. And that poor young man, he was probably a little nervous, thought he might be in trouble for fondling and diddling a child. But he quickly found out what I was there for. I'm sure you remember, Mark. I told the woman that I like what I see. I like how you're molesting and using this sexy little boy. Because I'm a pedo as well. I want to be helpful. But I also want my turn as well. And so, I did what any pedo woman would do in that moment. I took you by the side of your head and guided you onto that man's hard cock. Helped you rape your mouth with his cock, while you could feel my gloved fingers and hands move to your ass, start pinching and grabbing and groping the most adorable ass I'd seen in a while, yours. Could you feel my hand glide between your ass cheeks? Touching what I wanted. Until eventually I came up between your legs from behind you and started molesting your little kitty cock. One of my favorite things to do. Touch a little boy. Feel how stiff he is while he's being raped in his mouth. Lean into your ear and call you a little boy faggot. Are you hard from rape, Mark? You little faggot? And of course, you probably enjoyed my gloved fingers on your skin, on your sensitive bits. I bet a part of you did. You little slut. You liked it. You liked me molesting you. And eventually, I wanted a taste of you. I wanted to taste your child cock. I wanted to put you right into my mouth as you sucked cock. We did it together, didn't we? Sucking cock together. And I took my mouth and sucked on your little pee-pee. Almost like I was sucking up all your innocence right into my mouth. Also popping your little balls into my mouth. Those hairless, adorable boy balls. But I could tell my new friend this other man that was raping you. I could tell he was getting a little aggressive. Like I could tell he wanted to really get off, use you. And so I suggested that we go over to the bushes, a little bit more hidden. And that's what we did. We took you over to the bushes where we were completely hidden from anyone that could have walked up and undressed you completely. Do you remember both our hands all over you, Mark? All over your little chest and your belly. Your cute little ass. Your inner thighs, just hands all over you. Two pedophiles pawing at your young body. And that's when I put you over my knee, pretty much, to where your head was just kind of dangling down my thigh, my upper thigh. The tops of my thigh were on your belly, your ass up in the air. And I had my arm around you. And I leaned down and I started making out with your asshole because we needed some lube. You were going to get raped in your little boy ass. You were going to get sodomized by this man. And I had to be a good helping pedo and lube you up. And I loved the taste of your little boy asshole. I made out with it, sensually, because I like the taste of little boys. I like teaching boys that their little buttholes are something that pedos want, that women want, men want. And you are so squirmy underneath me, which I really like. And as soon as I had you all lubricated with my saliva, I lit a cigarette and pointed at your ass to the man, jerking his cock off, watching us, and told him to rape you. Stick your pedo dick inside this little boy. And don't hold back. Go hard. I like hard child rape. Don't be soft and gentle. I'll keep my hands around his mouth if it gets too loud. And it didn't take long, did it? Because that man knelt down, put his hands around your neck, using you as a handle as he started penetrating you. And it wasn't hard at first. He wasn't choking you. It was more just holding on to you. And I saw how it made you squirm even more. So I put my hand around the front of your neck while the man was kind of holding your shoulders in a way. I held my hand tightly around your neck and looked you in the eyes as that man put his hard dick inside of you, forcing its way inside, raping you, stretching you out, raping a six-year-old boy while a woman helps, while I have my hands around your neck, gripping tighter and tighter, making your hole tighter for him as well. And I just kept telling him, keep going, keep reaping this little sexy boy. Look how sexy he is, the way he's squirming and screaming. Rape this little boy. And he did. He got balls deep somehow in your little tiny body. While I just smiled the whole time, taking drags off my cigarette, enjoying the fact that you were on me, pretty much in my lap, being raped. Mm-hmm. And I didn't care. I didn't care that you were crying or didn't like it or anything like that. Neither of us gave a fuck. The only thing we cared about is how hard you can take it, how hard you make him, how wet you make my pedo cunt. And you made it very wet, Mark. So wet, so wet, that I started gripping you tighter, your neck. And you really started panicking then. And then that boring fuck of that man, such a boring fuck, he started being a pussy. He didn't like how rough I was being with choking you. Of course, he was raping you hard. He was raping the fuck out of you. But I don't know what happened. He walked away, and I was disappointed. So what I had to do, Mark, I had to stick two of my fingers up inside of you to replace his dick. Eventually working towards three, holding you tightly by my hand, choking you, finger raping you. I had to finish the job, and I was going to finish the job. And I kept looking you straight in your eyes as I felt inside of your little kitty asshole. And I thought, it's so sexy. It's so sexy to have such power over such cute little boy. I could just snuff you out right here and now. I could, or Mark, what I could do is I could hang you from that tree over there. And I could call my friends over. And we could really have some fun with you, a little boy hanging from a fucking tree, freshly dead, sucking your little kitty cock while you're still warm, having my other pedophile friends rape you, run a train on this little boy. But I might want you awake for that. So maybe not. I don't hang you yet. But eventually, I want to watch the life leave your face because it just makes me want to come, Mark. I don't know. Call me a sick fuck. I don't care. But I love raping little boys to death. It just is the ultimate power move, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So look me in the eyes as I continue to finger rape you. And you never know, one of my friends could show up and just start sticking his dick inside of you. But I am going to continue to choke you and watch your little face get all red and eventually blue. And I don't care. I want it to get blue. I want to choke you to death because it'll make me come. That's all that matters. That's all that matters to me. I am a sick fuck murderer, murdering pedophile. And I will murder you to death, Mark. I will. While my fingers are shoved inside of you, while my hand is gripping around you, you feel those leather gloves grip tighter and tighter. And you see the smile move over my face and the look in my eye as I grip tighter. Or maybe you want to be hung from the tree. Does that sound better, baby? Should I hang you from the tree like you're just a piece of rape meat? The cutest piece of rape meat. I bet I could find lots of pedo faggots to come rape you too. Lots of other women that want to suck you off while you're hanging there, dangling. Mm-hmm. You could make me a lot of money, boy. I could charge every pedo sick fuck in this town to have a turn on you. Mm-hmm. Watch you dangling there, so cute, so dead and adorable, though. Cum leaking out of your dead asshole, gaped and abused. Maybe I'll come all over you, too. Squirt all over your dead body. Because that's how sick I am, Mark. That's just how sick I am. I can't help it. Little boys like you are so fucking cute. I want to break you. I want to ruin you. That's how cute you are. Mm-hmm. So it's really all your fault. It's your fault for being so cute. You understand me? I will not hold guilt over it. It's your fault for being so fucking cute. Mm-hmm. You want to be fisted to death? Is that what you want? You want me to stick my whole fist up inside of you and rape you that way? So I can feel you die around my fist. Yeah, that's what we're going to fucking do. I'm going to fist you and I'm going to grip tighter around your little neck. And you look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes and watch me come while I do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last thing you're going to see is me coming. Mm-hmm. And you being fisted. You hearing me come. You feeling stretched to the max. Yes. Oh, bye-bye, Mark. You really were a cute little thing. I wish that man would have raped you, but it's okay. I get to feel you die around my fist. I fucking love it. I get to rape you to death. Yes. Yeah. Make my pedo cunt come, you little sexy kid. Yes, you look so fucking hot dying. Yes. Mm-hmm. Good boy. Very good boy. Oh, I promise I'll sit here and cuddle you for a moment. Mm-hmm.